Hello, podcasters. It's Giggling Ben here again for Em and Harley. Of course, we are in holiday mode. Today is hump day. I'd play the jingle, but it's not in front of me, and I can't be bothered kicking into the computer to find it. But you get how it works. Something like that. Anyway, this is all about the diva chats today. So you're going to get to relive virtually every single Mimi chat throughout the year, plus Madge Watch, Celine's in there, Britney. And who else is there? Is that everybody? I think that's everybody. Is that all the divas? I can't remember. Oh, and also probably some Beyonce in there as well. So please sit back and enjoy all of the diva chats as we give you special podcasts and things to keep you busy while we're on holidays. Thanks.
This is Mimi Chat. I'm going to be doing it as often as I can. I do love Mariah in equal parts ironic and real love, which is a special union. And I just said, what did I say before we went to air?
Well, you haven't even read the
story.
Don't even know what we're talking about.
I'm going
to
read it.
Our producers went, hey, something's happened to Mimi, and you've gone, I'll talk about it. You don't even know what it is.
I'm going in blind.
Yeah.
This is a blind Mimi chat.
Yeah. Enjoy this, Sydney. We've really put some effort into this
what
one.
What has she done?
What'd she do?
Report.
Yes.
Mariah Carey and YG Will. Is that his name?
Yeah, YG Will.
Who's YG Will, Christian? Don't
Never
you know?
Heard it. No. Or is it just YG it's Will
all
release?
All the big names, Mariah.
It's just YG Will record.
Yeah, except they've got a capital on the will.
Mariah and some unknown person will release a collaboration this weekend. The track was allegedly, definitely inspired by her recent separation with, oh, mate.
Yeah, with Packer.
Yeah, with Packer. Yeah, James.
I know about that.
Yeah, because all I do is talk about. I was so emotionally invested in that couple.
Yeah, you were.
I was obsessed with how they almost kissed in public. If you ever know, go look back at pictures of Mariah and James and zoom in. Their lips never actually touch.
No.
Mariah's not kissing
It was
that.
In their contract.
There's no way she's touching that with her beautiful soft lips. Now, they're teaming up together, and Mariah says it's an anthem for women, women overcoming a harsh breakup, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I love that.
Writing about a breakup, no pop star has ever done that before in the history of pop music.
It's groundbreaking. And you know what else I love about her? It's a relatable breakup.
Yes.
I won $68 million in inconvenience.
Yes.
I hear you, sister. I feel you.
How many times during a breakup do you go, is it orcs if I ask for the jet? You know?
Who gets the gold yacht?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, how does that float?
How's that song go? I want the gold yacht, you don't own me. Ooh.
Taking my jet and flying out of here.
I'm so rich, I can wipe my ass with money. Songwriter's out.
Doesn't it?
I'm so excited.
Everyone's going to really love it.
So you can all look forward to more Mimi chat. This was a debacle.
Oh, I'm bored.
Oh my God.
You love it.
That was, of course, Mimi.
You get so emotional.
Oh, she...
Like, even when she's brought up.
I love Mariah Carey so
But then
so
you put
much.
Her on and you just, like, there's glitter flowing.
Oh, she's so ridiculous. She's become a parody of herself. And I do love the divas. It's the Emraciano radio show with Harley Breen, by the way. And I just, Mimi, I love her hard. But she's become so ridiculous.
Hold on, we're already into the Mimi chat,
oh,
so we need to do the brand new, fresh Em Ruggiano with Harley Breen Mimi chat opener. Here it is.
It's Mimi chat, yo. It's Mimi chat, yo. It's Mimi chat, yo.
I like that,
Mariah.
I just can't.
We actually got Mariah to come into that. Like, she was here this morning. I can't believe you didn't notice.
God, can you play that again? Play it again.
It's Mimi chat, yo. It's Mimi chat, yo. It's Mimi chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
Mimi chat, yo.
I did that at 5:30 this morning.
That's amazing.
And Mitch just said, do that.
I'm
I was like,
so
okay.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I doubted your
ability.
Can
you use that to close the segment as
oh,
well?
Oh, we're just going to be, can you just play that at, when I point at you during the show at random times for no reason? Like, at any time I could point to you, and that means I want to
That's the name of the radio show now.
Mimi chat.
Mimi chat, yo.
Well, now we're into it. Mariah Carey, you guys, has a brand new song. That's right. Not the one that we suggested she should record. She has released an amazing track, and some may say that it is aimed squarely at Australia's own James Packer.
Oh, at our James. Yeah, he's never been referred to as our James.
We don't want him.
It's our James.
I'll take your money. It's all right. Would you like, so he's worth a bazillion dollars.
He's worth a lot of money.
Okay. And Mariah, I feel like I'd probably date him. He's probably a nice guy.
I'd date him.
He's going to get me a solid gold toilet. You know, he's probably away a lot. So he's probably on business, casinos. Yep. He could have four or five dancers on the side, which I suspect Mimi had, allegedly, definitely. Here's Mimi's new song. Pity party of the year. Cold at night cause you're not here. Leaving you was my worst fear. I was caught up by the slide.
How many times? Told you I'm
finished. You can talk.
Can I?
Yeah.
Good bad. The full song's not released yet.
Nah.
How many times has she been married?
Mariah.
Yeah.
Technically once. Yeah, to Nick Cannon. And when they got married, he got Mariah tattooed on his back in 30-centimeter high letters.
No, don't do that. Don't.
And every photo That's you silly. Saw of Nick and Mariah, she was sitting on top of him, on his back, like he was the grass.
She's amazing.
And she's got her twins. What are their names again?
Spatchcock and Red Hen. She's got chicken.
So she's now dating her backup dancer, Brian Tanaka, of course, and he's hot and 19. And this song is going to be huge. I want to tell you right now, I'm going to make sure we play it, and you can look forward to more and more and more of this, until the whole show is just me. And if you guys aren't getting the wheels in motion to me interview Mimi, you are not doing your jobs.
That's all we
understand?
Do. As soon as we're not on air, the whole lot of us, we're just flat out. We don't sleep. It's just Mariah.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
And happy.
Oh, what do you want me to do now?
Let's solicit.
Mariah
Wait, if you're going to be talking about my friend Mariah Carey, then we need an opener.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
You don't even care about Mariah.
I turned myself on when I listened to that.
You just want to be out of... I got stopped in the street in Western Australia with someone saying, it's Mimi Chat, yo.
I get people send me memes about Mimi. Mimi memes. And I've done another one.
Oh.
Madge watch. We're going to chat you, Donna, in this radio spot. Madge watch.
That's not even about Mimi. That's Madonna. So if you want to talk about Madonna, you're going to hear that every time.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
I'm doing more today.
You're just doing diva openers.
I am flat out.
I never
stop working.
That did. I was not. Play that Madonna opener again. Play it. I need to hear it. Wait.
Madge watch. We're going to chat you, Donna, in this radio spot. Madge watch.
You are such an idiot.
I honestly hadn't heard that.
I feel like we're in opener wars. Because I made an opener earlier, because we do a phone topic. You guys who listen at 8 o'clock and I won't hear it. I do a thing called What's a Superior.
Yes.
And that's my opener.
You jammed about 3,000 words into that opener. It was great.
And we got a sponsor this morning with SodaStream.
That's right.
And I made this opener.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Betty, do you have that one for the segment we haven't even done yet? Just play this one. This is for a segment I like to call the Man Whisperer, which we haven't even done yet. Here it is.
Hey, ladies, is your man making you hurt in the brain? I'm the Man Whisperer. Man.
This show has no content.
The Evan Harley opener show.
I'm not even going to tell you about Mariah Carey.
Who
it's
we,
over. Yeah. Done.
It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat Yo.
I like that. Mariah. I just can't.
Oh, don't go anywhere. It's time for this.
It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat Yo.
I like that. Mariah. I just can't.
Showers and storms about today. 25 in the city, same in the west. Apologies to my production team. I just had a crack at. It's on the top of my sheet. It is time.
Which is where you asked for them to put it.
Well, it's normally on my
you
screen.
Said, don't put it on the screen because the screen flickers. Put it on the sheet.
I asked for the show hooks not to be on the screen because the screen flickers, but the weather I can handle.
Oh, I didn't
okay?
know
okay? God, I'm glad we're not doing this live on air. So it is time for some Mariah Carey chat. Obviously, yes. I don't read the stories before we go to air.
Who cares?
I just look
it's
at pictures.
It's just Mimi chat. We're just having a chat.
Mariah did not disappoint, though. Now, former couple Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon have put aside their differences to attend the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards with their twins, Moroccan and Monroe.
Yes. Yeah.
Which sounds like a chicken dish.
Or as I called them, Monaro and Tirana.
You were very close.
Yeah, I was close,
I think they probably... I'd love to call my kid Tirana. Oh, I just want to have another kid so I can call it Tirana.
I reckon we're just about far enough away from the Tirana to do it so that you can just claim that you didn't even know the car exists.
Tirana.
Yeah.
That's the best name Tori. Ever. Tori.
You don't think the Western Suburbs have got a heaps of Tiranas running around?
101060, is your name Tirana?
Oh, please call up if your name is Tirana.
Oh, God.
Or Monaro.
Monaro and Tirana. Well, Monaro and Tirana turned up to the Nickelodeon Choice Awards with their parents. And the twist here is Mariah and I'm going to go ahead and say Monroe. I don't know which is which.
No.
They're not gender-specific names.
Oh.
Which kid's which? No. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Well,
the little boy and the little...
Yeah. They were wearing matching outfits, so the little boy, whose name may or may not be Moroccan and or Monroe, was wearing the same as Nick. They had orange hoodies on, orange shorts and Timberland boots.
Yes.
And Mariah was wearing the same outfit as the daughter, with an Adidas dress, plunging neckline and some little Sophia Webster heels with wings.
Yes.
And I think that's nice. And I'll never forget that Mariah Carey made Nick Cannon get 30 centimetre high Mariah tattooed on his upper back.
Did he?
Yes.
30 centimetres high.
There's a
right.
ruler and it's just Mariah. Yeah. And in every picture he has his top off. But have you ever seen Mariah's pregnancy photos?
I was going to say 50 centimetres with the top off. No.
Have you ever seen the pregnancy photos?
No. Are they good?
They are, without a doubt, the greatest shots ever taken in the history of the universe ever.
Really?
And I need to he's, oh my God, I can't believe I've never showed you those shots. I'm going to put him up. We'll put him up on our Instagram.
Okay.
She's oiled up. She's pregnant
of course
she is. He's down praying to her like she's like Mary. And
pregnant women like to be oiled up.
Yeah.
I think it's because they don't want to be caught by leprechauns.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean by leprechauns? Is that how you repel leprechauns?
They're grabbing up their pockets. So they make sure they're really oily and they slip
what?
Off.
Hang on.
It's very early.
Wait, can you explain that to me? Can we stop down, Mimi chat? What? What?
There's nothing in it.
No, I didn't
understand. I just went for anything. Yeah, they're oily, and if you, it's like trying to grab an oiled pig, not comparing pregnant women to oiled pigs.
Like, what is happening? I'd say to repel leprechauns from pickpocketing you nude, you oil up.
Yes.
But so many pockets.
It's an old Irish saying. Or to be sure, if you're pregnant.
Did she just do it? What did you just say?
Who are you?
Did she just say, oh, to be sure to be pregnant?
To be sure to be pregnant. Oil your butt and they won't grab your pocket.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat Yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
So this morning,
yeah,
our newsreader Gogs,
yeah, love you, Gogs.
Yeah, love you, Gogs. Great. No, I don't love Gogs.
What's she?
No, I'm off Gogs. I'm well off her. She sits down. She goes, "Well, Em, I assume you've heard the Mimi news, the Mariah Carey news."
And you said, "Bap, bap, bap, I don't want to hear it."
And I go, "Bap, bap, bap, don't tell me. I'll do it live.
Yeah,
I like to read the news as I tell it." And she and I go, and then, "Oh,
yeah.
Is she dead?" Like,
and Gogs went, "Yes."
Yeah, Mariah Carey is not dead.
She's not.
I just want to make that happened. Very clear.
She's definitely not dead, but that did happen. And my God, I don't think I've had so much joy at work. The meltdown in this studio
was
hilarious.
But how about delivering that news with a softer touch?
I was just standing on the peripheral, at your absolute meltdown.
Like, and then Gogs is like, no, she's fine, she's fine. And then the news after that was an anticlimax.
Yeah, because somebody else had asked Gogs the question at the same time.
Yes, and she didn't
and
hear
she
my
went, yes,
flippant,
yes.
Oh, she's not dead, is she? I was being
the
very
blood
flippant.
Drained from your face.
No. Nope.
I just told the whole story, mate. Yeah, no.
And who let her on a microphone?
She's got her own.
Get up! How dare you deliver a fake... Like, it's like yesterday we thought Rowan Atkinson was dead.
Yes, we did.
He's not.
What? That's been going for a year.
There's a big rumour saying Mr. Bean died.
But he didn't.
I missed that one.
You know who else was dead for ages? Jeff Goldblum. Not dead.
Jeff Goldblum has died multiple times.
He's not dead. So when he does die, no one's going to believe it. Boy, he cried dead.
Richard Wilkins reported on that, didn't he?
Oh, God.
Richie.
But there is some very exciting Mariah news. Thank God someone removed Gogs from his studio. Mariah Carey announces via Twitter that her classic Christmas anthem, All I Want for Christmas Is You,
yes,
it's going to be made into a movie.
Isn't it like the highest selling song of all time ever in the history of songs?
Every year it makes her something like $1 million.
It outsells the Bible.
In sales. You've just made that up, but I'll go with it. I like it. I like where you're going with that. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Bible says a lot, but...
No, it doesn't.
It's the number one selling book in the world.
Can you e-Bible now?
Yes, of course you can e-Bible.
Can you get a Bible on your Kindle?
Yes.
So you don't have to carry the
Bible. You can get a Bible anywhere.
Oh.
You can get a Bible put in your brain when you're a child and you can't get it out.
Ooh, why is your eye twitching? So this is very exciting. She's written, "My song is becoming a movie, lambs. You're the first to hear about this exciting news." Now, for what we can gather, it's just going to be a Mariah, just a picture of Mariah lying on a couch in festive pajamas, stroking a small Jack Russell.
That's what the movie is. Is that what that says there?
I just read that as I read it.
That is not what it's going to be.
Look.
That's the Christmas movie.
In it, she lies on a sofa in festive pajamas, stroking a small Jack Russell who seems to be trying to run away.
That's what he said.
I would watch that movie. That would be amazing. Would you not want to go see her stroking
wow.
a small
Jack Russell?
Just that.
That's it. That's it. Oh, I can't wait. Well, I mean, how long does a song go for? They can't stretch it out for 2 hours. That's like Guantanamo Bay torture stuff.
I can't stop. I can't look away from this. Yeah. In it, a young Mariah sees a puppy named Princess at the pet store and suddenly knows exactly what she wants for Christmas.
The dog.
She then has to prove she can look after the badly behaved dog called Jack.
Oh, Jack Russell.
Yeah.
That's so clever. Everything about this appeals to
me. And then all she's doing is on a bed stroking it.
That's how she treats her husbands too.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. In fact, I don't think her husbands even get to lie on the couch with her. I think they're made to sit at her feet and feed her grapes and get her name tattooed on their back.
Yeah, I don't know why Packer packed up.
Well, all I know is look out for All I Want for Christmas Is You coming out this Christmas, in which Mariah Carey lays on a couch in festive pajamas, stroking a small Jack Russell dog who seems to be trying to run away.
Madge Watch. We're going to chat you, Donna, in this radio spot. Madge Watch.
This is 2 days in a row.
Correct.
It's unprecedented.
Well,
even for you.
They link. So yesterday I announced that there is a Madonna biopic entitled Blonde Ambition.
And you generously put yourself forward for the role of Madonna.
Correct, because I am generous like that.
Yeah.
Even though we know, because Madonna does have her organs reharvested each year from a young child to regenerate her internal organs, she could probably play herself. No. Now, Madonna has nothing to do with this. And there's a thing called the Blacklist released every year, and it's the best of all the unmade scripts.
Right.
So everyone gets to read all these scripts and they get ranked. And the number one this year was the Madonna Blonde Ambition.
Right.
And Madonna obviously heard Madge Watch yesterday and has come
out. Oh, she tunes in. She wants to know what her daughter's doing.
100%. And I just feel like there isn't, obviously the screenwriters and the makers of this film don't give a crap about what Madonna thinks. And right. I think if they really want to piss her off, they should cast Lady Gaga.
Oh, would she not be happy about that?
They are.
Those guys,
they
what happened?
They do not like each other.
Do they have a bad game of backgammon?
Well, no. Madonna accused Lady Gaga of ripping her off creatively.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Did she?
She definitely did. There's a fine line between homage and copying.
Right.
And I think Lady Gaga got that line pregnant.
Pointy boobs.
Yes. All the stuff.
All the stuff.
But
right.
Madonna has come out and said, she posted a picture of herself, I would say from 1987, cross earring, bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
And this is all she said. Nobody knows what I know and what I have seen. Only I can tell my story, emoji of books. Anyone else who tries is a charlatan and a fool.
Ooh.
Looking for instant gratification without doing the work. This is a disease in our society. Emoji pen, upside down emoji smile. I don't understand the emojis.
No.
But maybe they're like a secret code death threat. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe she doesn't understand the mind.
Pen is mightier than the sword.
And the upside down smiley face?
She'll hit you with her sword and turn you upside down.
Oh, that's just... Oh, that's good.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, good. So Madonna is not happy. There was also pictures of her crossing out all sorts of things in the script because she was able to read the script.
Yes.
And a friend of mine's read the script, and it does end in her having a revenge abortion.
Revenge abortion.
On her boyfriend.
Whoa.
Which she obviously denies ever doing.
That is a hectic storyline.
It's a hectic script, and Madge is not happy. So
you may not be doing the role.
I'll still put myself forward, obviously.
Even if it annoys your mum.
Yeah, fine. That's what kids do. That's my job. Come on, man.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
This is possibly the most exciting Mimi chat I've ever delivered.
Everybody is on the edge of their chairs.
Right?
What has happened?
Well, this comes from Nick Cannon, who is Mariah's ex-husband.
Yes.
And he has revealed Mariah's biggest diva moment.
Oh.
Like, seriously. Don't even read it.
No, I'm not.
Good.
It might surprise everyone. I was just getting a piece of paper to do scribbles on because it helps me focus. I don't know if you picked up on that.
I have picked up on it.
But I can't focus without doing. But also, everyone out there, I go into these things blind.
Yes.
I know it's my voice on the opener, but other than
That's it.
I never have any idea.
Yeah, I actually say to them,
about the
don't
whole show.
Give Harley any information.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. Now, Nick Cannon, of course, as we remember, had 30 centimeter high Mariah letters tattooed on his back.
That's right.
Remember?
Yes.
That's a tough one to correct.
You can't.
Isn't it?
It's a hard one to go over.
Yeah, just black it out and start
it's
again.
It's just a solid black tattoo on your back.
Yeah, yeah. So Nick went on a talk show on the Wendy Williams Show.
Yeah.
And they asked her, what is Mariah's biggest diva moment? And oh my God, what he has revealed, I'm not let down.
Yes.
I mean, I could not have come up with it, but when I hear it, it makes sense.
Because I'd imagine that she has some diva moments.
Well, look, I resent the term diva in the negative light.
No.
Like, diva to me is positive.
Oh, no, I'm in complete...
Oh, love a diva.
Yeah.
Like, I want everyone to love a diva.
You earned it, sister.
Uh-huh.
You go for it.
You do what you want, and
that's
she
right.
bloody did. So they said to her, Nick, what's the most diva thing you've ever seen Mariah do? And Nick replied, have twins. And then I'm like, great.
Okay.
Good answer. And then he goes on to explain his answer, and he said, what are the twins' names again?
Monaro and Tarana.
Moroccan and Munro.
Right, sorry.
And Mimi calls them rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Oh,
like, yeah,
right.
yeah,
it.
Rock
yeah.
and roll. When rock and roll were born, she made the staff at the hospital play this song. As the babies were coming out.
As the babies were being birthed, she was playing her own music. That's amazing.
That's the greatest thing ever.
That is
it's
incredible.
It's lifted my entire day.
Yeah.
I just want to get pregnant so that I can give birth to my song versions of me.
I'd imagine that is something that you, not even ironically,
that's
you would
I
definitely
do. Because I have made a version
yes,
of me.
Yeah.
So it works.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you, Mariah.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
Well, as you'll be well aware, because you do follow everything she does.
Yeah, and this has been a long time since we've done this, by the way.
It was her twins.
The Monaro and Tarana. Their
sixth birthday party.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Monaro, I was getting there. I just had to make sure everyone knew who we were talking
yes.
about. And it was yep. their joint birthday because, of course, they're twins.
That's right. And so because she's obviously co-parenting now with their father.
Bad dog.
Nick Cannon. AKA Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
And bad so... dog. So Bad Dog and Monaro and Tarana got together. No, Mariah and Nick, look, yes. they may be apart, but they are co-parenting a treat. Yeah. And look, sure, the twins' birthday was April 30, but Mariah throws a party when Mariah wants to throw a party that happened over the weekend because that's when suited Mariah.
Yeah.
Now, they had a private little thing for the twins at Disneyland last month.
That's private, isn't it?
It's just at Disneyland. Well, she hired it out.
The whole place.
I mean, these kids have a really good sense of reality.
Don't they?
You know, I mean, they're going to grow up and be contributing members of society, not entitled.
Yeah.
They're going to walk around because their parents hired out Disneyland for them.
Although I did take my son to the cinemas and there happened to be no one in it. And I just leant over and went, I arranged this for you, mate.
Oh, God. Yes. So they had a giant teddy bear-themed birthday party and there was a pair of 10-foot-tall stuffed bears that just looked terrifying to me. Like
they just look
terrifying, don't you think?
They've been to Costco.
What do you mean?
You can get them at Costco.
The giant bears?
Yep.
There's no way Mimi's shopping at Costco. I mean, I respect Costco, but come on.
Her assistant is.
No way. Can you really get them at Costco?
I'm pretty sure. Christian Hull will know better.
Oh, my God, I need a Mimi bear. Someone get me a Mimi bear immediately. So Mariah converted her tennis court into a buzzing fairy ground eatery with a stand devoted to hot dogs, tacos, lemonade, popcorn, pretzels, ice cream, and cotton candy.
That's a lot going on.
There was a 7-foot-tall cupcake wall, and for the parents, bottles of pink champagne with sugar-rimmed coupes.
She sounds like it's an incredibly hectic person.
The home was filled with pink and blue balloons, and the place settings... winding their way around the property, alternated pink and blue to honour the brother and sister. I mean, gender stereotypes. Come on.
Gender stereotypes,
I mean,
yeah.
Let's try some different colours.
Pink could have been for the boy.
Could have been.
Monaro is the boy. Monaro.
And Monaro and Monaro and Tarana have very similar long hair. I mean, you could.
Who knows?
Who?
And they may not even
Maybe
know their gender yet.
I think they
know. Gender is fluid.
Gender is fluid. All the kids are doing it.
Yeah.
Don't label me. Don't box me.
Don't.
I'm both.
Yeah.
I want to be both.
I'm fluid.
So that's all I have to say about that. I mean, I probably should have read it before I went on air.
But it's good that you're reading it now.
There's not a lot to say.
I would like to go
Mariah Carey wore black pants and a baby blue jacket with sky-high platform heels. That's interesting.
Is it?
Under one picture she wrote.
Go back to that 7-foot cupcake wall.
Oh, darling, because you'll always be them babies. So she did a funny little hashtag because she had a song like that.
I want to be at that party, though. Any party she throws, I want to be the loose.
I just want to be around her. I think we've made that clear.
But I want to be the dodgy uncle. Not in a super dodgy way.
Whoa.
Just in the passed out, the cupcake wall kind of way.
Yep. Careful.
As I said it.
As you said it, you regretted saying it.
Oh, there's no regret, but I did realise that it sounded a bit rank.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
There is nothing more exciting to me than when a diva gives up.
She's given up.
Mariah Carey is. Like she is, I love her on two levels. I love her because she was once one of the greatest vocalists of all time. 3-octave range, had that dog whistle, that right up high.
Yep.
And I also love her ironically now because she's become a parody of herself.
Yes.
So I obsessively watched Mariah's World, which was a feat in reality TV. She did a lot of it just laying on a couch. And She can parent in underwear from a chaise lounge like no one.
Yeah.
Like, she's got her twins now. What are their names again?
Monaro and Tirana.
Monaro and Tirana. And the twins, look, I don't think they're ever in danger of actually seeing Mimi, but she just shouts from the chaise lounge that she lounges on, Monaro, bring Mummy a champagne. And for me right there, that's life goals. But there is a video doing the round.
I actually imagine you doing a very similar thing.
And the diva has given up. Mariah is, the spirit has left the building. The soul is dead. It is just her fabulous curves in a tightly packed leotard and a pair of Christian Louis Vuittons. And the video that I witnessed, she has probably five backing dancers around her. And they're doing these aggressive dance moves. And Mariah's doing about every fourth move with one hand.
Brilliant.
And it is something to behold.
She didn't even turn up to rehearsal.
Didn't even turn up to the performance, Harley, it could be argued.
She didn't turn up to life in the last few months.
And then the best bit, though, is one poor guy's, this little guy, this little buff dancer is forced to lift Mimi. And Mimi is a curvaceous lady. Like, she is. She's got a whole lot of booty, and we love it. But he is clearly struggling under the weight of Mimi. And so another dancer spins in with her microphone. And it's at that point Mariah's supposed to grab the microphone. She's not having none of that. She refuses to hold the mic.
So he has to be the mic stand.
She has a human microphone stand.
Of course she does.
Nothing beats that. But then when I thought I could love Mimi more, another video comes out. And it is Mariah Carey giving up during a song. She can't hit the high notes anymore, so she whistles into the microphone.
No.
Yeah, listen. And then holds the mic, and then holds the mic out to the crowd. So she whistles, goes to sing, and goes, nah, cannot be effed. And so holds it out to the crowd while she shrugs and rolls her eyes.
That's amazing. She ripped off my mate Luke Heggie's idea.
Yeah, a whistling album.
She's releasing a whistling album.
Now, I ask you, Sydney, and indeed Australia, if you're listening around the country, don't hate her. Embrace Mimi giving up. Embrace this woman spectacularly giving zero Fs, because we've all been Mimi on stage. While I've been Katy Perry in Rio, I've also been Mimi on stage.
I like how you say we've all been Mimi on stage. That's not the truth. Even in this room, there's only one person that's been Mimi on stage.
Are you telling me at no point in your life have you not stood there when you're supposed to perform some sort of skill or some sort of anything and you've just gone, nah, not today, Satan?
Yeah, this morning.
This whole show.
The whole thing. I was doing some openers. Because of a moment we had last week, I'll refresh your memory.
The divas have just been on the boil, and I didn't even know where to start. So we're going to have to start with Britney Spears.
Right. We don't have openers for Britney.
I know.
There's somebody else in this chat I need to do these openers.
So you're going to have to make me a Britney opener and probably a Celine opener.
Oh, Celine should have had an opener. It's disgraceful.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
That should have been done day one.
Yeah, I feel like you've really dropped the ball on that.
I apologise. I will get brain writing. No. And by that I mean, Ben, you get working on that. So,
yes,
that's what happened.
Really?
I wrote...
Who?
I did.
I've
got my band together. I
did
recorded
you edit
some
it?
Original music. Then I wrote some words that I understood. And I edited it.
You edited it?
I did editing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Ben wrote it. I just walked into a booth and went, what am I doing?
MDV edited it.
Yeah. So now this is brand new, fresh. Fresh off.
Which one first? Oh, wait, I've got to get my listening face on.
So we'll go Celine first, apparently because it's the shittest. Here's Celine.
Okay. Here, there, even driving in your car, I believe that we should talk Celine Dion.
Wow, that's the shittest. That's amazing. That is amazing. I am crying with how good that is. Everyone take a moment.
Wow. You know what I love about you? You won't follow the conventional rules of music. Not you, sir.
That's why I'm a number one hit. artist.
You will sing whatever note takes your fancy. Is it in tune? No. Do you care? No.
All of them. I am not prejudiced against notes.
I won't just pick one key.
All of them.
I'll pick four.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Are you telling me it gets better?
Someone send that to Celine because I'd imagine she'll want me on the next tour. Now, here's Brits.
Oh, Brits. I'm gonna.
You want to talk, Brittany? We're going to talk, Brittany. Should we talk, Brittany? This better work, bitch. Not talking Mussolini. He's just a big meanie with a small weenie. We better talk, Brits.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No idea what the hell
that's
just happened.
Amazing that you mixed Mussolini with Britney.
I wrote that. Ben wrote that. I was like, why is Mussolini in this song about Britney? Because we originally did it, and it was a lot of me saying, we're going to talk, bitch. Turns out my voice saying that, pretty harsh.
Well, that's amazing.
There you go.
Oh, God, look, the divas have just been on the boil. And
all
I didn't even know where to start. So we're going to have to start with Britney Spears.
Right. We don't have openers for Britney.
I know.
There's somebody else in this chat that
no.
I need to do these openers.
So you're going to have to make me a Britney opener and probably a Celine opener.
Oh, Celine should have had an opener. Disgraceful.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
That should have been done day one.
Yeah, I feel like you've really dropped the ball on that.
I apologise. I will get my brain writing.
No.
And by that I mean, Ben, you get working on that.
I accept your apology.
You'll stay back till 10 past 9.
I am, whatever. 9:06, he's out.
9:01.
Way to team play, buddy.
So do you want a bit of Britney just to see?
Oh, yeah, shit, we're a radio show. We better do that. Oh, her most current hit. Hit me, baby, one more time. Yes.
How's that doing in the charts?
Recent hit. I reckon this song would be 20 years old, wouldn't it?
Probs.
You wouldn't know.
Sure.
I'd say it like you know.
It'd be 20 years old.
Britney Spears has been rushed away by security. The world's foremost live singer, Britney Spears, has been rushed off stage after a man stormed it at her performance in Las Vegas. Spears, 35, was finishing up a song. No, she wasn't finishing up a song. No. She doesn't sing. When the man dressed in a singlet, I wish they had said dressed in a fishnet singlet or in a mesh singlet. Because I think the men at Britney Spears are wearing mesh singlets. And I don't know how dangerous a man who's attending a Britney Spears concert is. Yeah. Unless he's throwing glitter in her eye, I feel like Britney could have just waved him through with a tap on the bum. But that's just me. He's come on the stage and then he was tackled by backup dancers. Again, it's like the campest fight you'll ever see. So backup dancers are taking on a Britney Spears fan. They're all men. I don't want to generalize.
They're all just going, you stop it. No, you stop it.
But it feels like it's the scene in Michael Jackson's film clip of Bad where they're all dance fighting.
Yeah.
It's like a West Side Story fight. Yes. Yeah.
You know that wrestling where they just cover each other in oil? And it's like those huge big men that have to try and hold on to. Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah. And we have a look. Do we have the audio of...
Still hasn't come through.
Oh, good. It's just radio. We don't need that.
Come on.
That's fine. Let me just write that on my list of things Jace needs to hear about today. Audio not available on time. Okay, now
you just scribbled on a piece of paper.
I wrote it. Audio not. I actually wrote it. This is my notepad. It's very professional. I'm a business lady today.
It just popped in.
Oh, that's good. Thank God it was on time. Are you guys having fun? Hectic.
Yes.
That was worth it. Thank God I cracked the shits about that.
Yeah.
Next up, let's talk about Mimi.
What's she done?
Well, hang on.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's good. This is going really well.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
Neither can I, Mimi. Mariah has been slammed by her choreographer for giving up and not caring and her lackluster performances.
What?
Bitch, come on.
Choreographer?
First of all, why does she need a choreographer? She gently moves her wrists now.
Yes.
And wow. Whistles.
You got to get that timing right.
She doesn't even do that. She's now being wheeled out Weekend at Bernie style by her backing dancers and held up on stage.
Yes.
And then making the crowd sing most of the high notes. But he sold his story and he said, it's just typical Mariah. Mariah is clear. When she doesn't want to do something, she doesn't do it. She's performing with lackluster and no F's given, and it's taking away her star. Au contraire, monsieur.
Yeah.
I would say her star is rising even higher.
Or maybe it's just going across the horizon like that.
Nah. It's about to explode. Yeah. Into, like, I can just, I can
she's
see.
She's in the
building.
Northern Lights hemisphere. Like, she's just...
And finally, in Diva Watch, Celine. Now, I have to tell you, I'm going to show you a picture and you'll understand why I feel Celine Dion has reached peak divadom.
Oh, brilliant.
What is she wearing?
She is wearing a shirt that says Celine Dion.
Yeah.
And underneath that is Celine Dion holding a kitten.
Yep.
And Celine Dion is wearing it.
Yeah. She's wearing her own merch.
It says Celine Dion on the arms as well.
Oh, my God.
Celine Dion is just getting around in the Celine Dion top with the Celine Dion picture on top of the Celine Dion top with Celine Dion written, and she's Celine Dion.
Yeah. I feel like that is totally something that M. Rossiano would
I'm getting the T-shirt made with my with like my head on the front. Yep. It's happening.
Yep.
I'm going to start wearing my own merch. She's clocked being a diva. Yep. It's amazing.
I endorse that too. I'll do it. I have done it. In fact, I do it pretty regularly. I have many hoodies
Harley
at home
Reed.
That say Harley Brown.
Yes! I endorse this! Happy birthday to my spiritual mother, who I saw live in concert, and I dressed up as her, and my two best gays went as my backing dancers, and it was the greatest night of my life.
Yep.
And we made eye contact, and I knew that she knew that I knew that she knew that I knew.
Happy birthday, Mummy Madge.
Now, last week I just casually mentioned a Madonna fact, because I do have them just coursing through my veins, that there's a letter floating around at the moment that's going to go under auction that Tupac wrote to her from jail.
Yeah.
Now,
news to me that the two even knew each other, turns out.
Let me give you some more information.
Well, hang on one sec.
Madge Watch, Madge Watch. We're going to check Madonna in this radio spot. Madge Watch, Madge Watch.
Some of my finest work.
So good.
It makes no sense to me.
Well, I'm glad you asked me. Say, Tupac and Madonna met at the Soul Train Awards in 1993.
Right.
Rosie Perez, Billy, I want to screw Billy. Introduce them.
Okay. I don't know what just happened there. But
White Man Can't Jump. Have you seen White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah.
Rosie Perez. Yes, Billy. Yeah. She introduced him. Now, people had always thought that Rosie and Tupac were in love, but Rosie came out and said, no, we were just best friends.
Yeah.
That's definitely how she speaks.
Yeah.
And she introduced the two of them, and Madonna and Tupac just connected straight away and secretly dated for over a year.
Wow.
But he, which we're finding out now because of this letter, broke up with her because he felt that he couldn't date a white woman.
Yes.
And it is said to have broken her heart. Like, she apparently speaks that he was her one great love.
Wow.
Her equal. You know, often Madonna, you'll find she dates the backing dancers and people that I find hard to believe challenge her. But she says that Tupac challenged her, was her equal, her love, the love of her life. And then this letter has surfaced that he wrote in 1995, just a year before he died, apologizing for hurting her. Now, a lot of it has been redacted and, you know, blocked out, I guess, for legal reasons, but is expected to go to be put under the hammer. And the last letter Tupac wrote went for $170,000.
Oh, this is going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, so this is, but he just said, equals her M, written Jan 15, 1995 at 4:30 a.m. from jail.
Yep.
He didn't write from jail, but I'm just setting the scene.
Yep.
M, I've waited a long time to finally write this, mainly because I was struggling to find all the answers so that I wouldn't leave any unanswered questions. First and foremost, I must apologize to you because, like you said, I haven't been the kind of friend I know I'm capable of being. And then there's a whole bit redacted.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, can you understand that? For you to be seen with a black man wouldn't in any way jeopardize your career. If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting. But for me, at least, in my previous perception, I felt due to my image, I'd be letting down half the people who made me what I thought I was. I never meant to hurt you.
Ooh,
now it goes on.
That's heavy.
I know, but I just, and then he writes at the end, please be careful, Madonna. Everyone is not as honorable as they seem. There are those whose hearts bleed with evil and envy. They would not hesitate to do you harm. Let my five bullets be proof of that.
And a little over a year and a half from the point of that letter, I find out that that was when he was killed. Hectic.
So my heart breaks a bit.
Yeah, I think that's very sad.
They were held apart because he felt that, you know, his fans would be let down if he was with a white woman, so he wasn't able to be with the person he loved.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why Madonna's never really, you know, settled down. She's been at it up and down and up and down. So, you know, on her birthday, let's all have a little think of Madge.
Yes.
59.
59.
Well done. She does things with her knees that I can't do now at 30, yes. 29.
28, 29.
29.
Depends on where we are at your birthday.
Correct.
Before or after.
She can do a deep squat thrust lunge to the beat of the music.
I'm picturing it.
Like no one's business. So happy birthday, Madge, from your true and natural firstborn daughter, Emilia Louise Ciccone. In some news that came to me overnight, in some disturbing news.
I don't suppose you have an opener there.
I certainly do.
Oh, you do?
It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat Yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
So, Mariah Carey, of course, Queen Mimi, who is currently giving all that she has to giving up completely, and I support it. Mimi giving up's my new favourite thing.
In fact, by the way, someone had just tagged me in a Mariah Carey post of her children.
Amazing.
And said, look, Harley, it's Manara and Tarana.
Manara and Tarana Carey.
On Mariah Carey's Instagram.
Fantastic.
So that's good.
Yeah. Well, she's currently on a world tour of not giving zero Fs.
Yes.
And we support that world tour.
Yes, absolutely.
But what Mariah does hold is many, many records. And what she actually has is the song that spent 16 weeks on top of the Hot 100 in the States. And that's the all-time record. It was this song with Boyz II Men. Remember this?
Yes, I do. This holds the record.
Yep. 16 weeks at number one. Longest serving number one. Remember they sit on steps in this film clip?
Yes.
They're all sitting on the steps. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was a massive song. It was so huge, obviously, and it's not to be matched. It's been there since 1995.
Right.
It was there till 1996. So it was at number one for, like, ever. And some other songs have come close. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Yep.
12 weeks at number one. Since number
that's
one.
That's big.
Yeah. Macarena had 14 wow. at the
that's
summit.
Hilarious that it's second.
1996. Uptown Funk did quite well, obviously. Did about 13 weeks. But there is one song.
Yep.
That he's threatening to take down Mimi. There's one song.
Yeah. This.
That he's threatening.
Stinking.
To take down.
Good on it. I'm not meant to back it.
Can we get to the chorus? Oh, here we go. That's not the chorus.
That's different.
That's a rap.
Is this Bieber singing?
This is Bieber, and they've just released the Portuguese remix, which is funneling it even further to the top. And they're saying all the metrics now, everything that's coming, this is combining streaming, downloading, everything. The Despacito is definitely going to take out Mariah Carey's One Sweet Day.
And so who gets the credit? I don't understand how these things work. Who gets the credit for that? Because
Justin Bieber.
But it's not his song.
Well, it is.
Because isn't there something like 16 different versions of this song?
Well, he gets credited with it because he's the bigger name. You know what I mean? Like, his stink has rubbed off all over that song.
Is he on the Portuguese version?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And the thing is, what I'm concerned about is if this civilization were to end...
Which it will.
And the aliens come and they check our archives and they're like, what's the best music this earth had to offer?
Yep.
What was the song that was at number one for the most amount of time? We need to give us one song that represents all of the planet Earth and all the people that inhabit it. It won't be Lennon McCartney.
No.
It won't be John Farnham. It won't even be Mariah Carey. It'll be this. It'll be...
Imagine. Like, it'll be as they're going, we're going to bring humanity back. The aliens are standing around some amazing machine. They go, we're going to bring them back from extinction. And then they go, what was their number one song? And they play this and went, oh, no.
Oh,
no, put a bullet in the last one's head.
The thing is, we're the only humans on the planet that don't like this song.
You and me.
I'm telling you.
No, there's a fair few.
Everyone loves
I
it.
I hang out with them.
Yeah, but we hang out with people that don't generally listen to FM radio. I feel like I love music. I feel like I know music. I don't understand that.
Hey, listen, if I heard that song once, I'd probably go, oh,
look, that's catchy.
It's a jaunty tune.
It's jaunty.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because it's the amount of times we've heard it?
Absolutely, it's the amount of times.
But what I want to say to you guys is, not on my watch.
No, Mimi
this
is not.
This is not Mimi.
Taken down.
I'm going to go out and download One Sweet Day 9 million times. I'm going to go. I'm launching a campaign for One Sweet Day right now.
Yep.
Go. You stream it. You get it on
everybody.
Spotify. Everybody today that listens to our show, Despacito cannot dethrone Mimi.
Let's get Mimi number one again.
She's got what she got left. This poor woman. She's got a whistle because she can't hit her notes anymore.
She has to whistle.
She doesn't know where she is half of the time. She's completely given up. What's going to happen to Mimi if that spot gets taken?
Absolutely. You think about her children.
You think about Monaro and Tarana.
You think about them and what? Where they're going to park their little bodies at the end of the day.
Now everyone's got Despacito in their head. Yeah. Do you know our boss had to take that song, even though it's the number one song in the planet, off of our show because we were so against it.
What we've actually just done is very counterproductive to the what we're trying to do.
Despacito.
We've
just given it. Yeah. It's
now
in my
you're
head
singing
now.
Burrito. It's going to be number one.
I don't know. I have some Britney Spears news.
Oh, Brits, I'm gonna.
You want to talk, Britney? We're going to talk, Britney. Should we talk, Britney? This better work, bitch. Not talking Mussolini. He's just a big meanie with a small weenie. We better talk, Brits.
Yeah, we're going to talk, Brits.
Poor Mussolini.
What did he ever do?
He's copping some smackdown from Breen.
It is time to talk, Britney. Now, she has revealed that the lip-syncing accusations thrown at her throughout her career have really upset her.
Okay.
Now,
stop doing it then.
Well, yes. She is a well-renowned lip-syncer, Britney Spears. Britney Jean Spears.
Yeah.
Because at her shows, I've always just put it down to the fact she dances very vigorously. Not so much in the after 2007.
But it's not as vigorous anymore.
Pre-2007, she danced hard.
Yeah.
And I guess just after that, the songs were pretty complicated, a lot of auto-tune used.
Yeah.
But she has come out and just out and out sassed the media. Have a listen to what she had to say.
The press and the media, my whole life, you know, it's really crazy because 1 minute they tear you down. There's really horrible. And the next minute you're on top of the world, you know. But I like to keep it real, so I just want to make sure I keep having you motherfuckers something to talk about, okay?
Okay.
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 But she has done some lip syncing.
Yes.
Now, listen, by the way, there's no denying that this talented person can sing.
She can sing. You want to? Well, I'm about to prove to you she can sing.
Because
after she sassed the media,
she
then went on to belt out this. Yes.
Yeah, that's singing.
Yes, Britney.
She can.
She can sing.
Yeah.
Britney Jean Spears can sing. I think she should be doing more of that, though.
Yes.
But she's
at live concerts. That's probably what people are paying to see. But I can understand why an artist of her caliber in front of that size audience would possibly need to lip sync because, I don't know.
I'm not paying to see Britney sing. Sus.
No, you're paying to see her move around.
I'm paying to see a python around her neck and leather and water and dudes pelvic thrusting.
It's a full show.
Boobs in face and tassels on nipples. I'm not going for a vocal. If I want to go to see a vocalist, I'll go see the opera or Tina Arena.
Sure.
I'm going for the show.
Yes.
I love Madonna.
Yeah.
But I love the whole spectacle.
Thing. Yes.
I'm not going along for a vocal lesson.
Yeah.
I don't think Britney needs to defend her lip syncing.
I'd lip sync if I could. It's very hard to match that up with jokes, though.
Would you like to do? Okay, that would be amazing.
Actually, just some days I'm so tired, I walk out on stage and then just someone presses play and I just sit there and nod along to my own jokes.
If you grow your mustache long enough, you could get away with that.
Ooh.
Just a curtain straight over the front of your mouth.
It does go straight over.
Just stuck the mic underneath it and just do that. Oh, my God. That's for free.
I'm in that.
Harley Breen's next show, hair curtain.
I'm just going to call it hair curtain or phoning it in.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
No, Tanya's already here. She's waiting outside.
Yeah.
And I just imagine she just can't wait to be on.
Tanya will be wrapped because we touch on all the big topics at this show.
Mariah.
I'll fight with the Prime Minister
marriage
one day.
Marriage equality.
And we'll talk about Mariah the next. We've already had, we'll ask Tanya if, what her opinion is on sex robots.
Yeah.
Her minders have just stood up and she is out the door. Mariah Carey, as you know, she's one of my favourite divas. And she's actually in a bit of a diva off at the moment with another diva.
Oh, yes.
J-Lo.
We don't have an opener for her.
Oh, no.
We haven't talked about
her much. I'm just Jenny from the Black, that lady. So Paper Magazine have done four covers, right? And the Paper Magazine's that famous one where Kim Kardashian was popping the champagne to come off her bottle.
Oh, yes. And it wasn't really her body because it was photoshopped to the nth.
Are you saying... Oh, how dare you?
How dare her?
Are you saying that divas get photoshopped?
No.
Are you saying Mariah's been photoshopped so much it looks like she's lost five ribs?
No. Did she?
Oh. Well, let's talk about it. So Paper have done covers with all the people doing residencies at Vegas now. So Ricky Martin, Backstreet Boys, and then they've got Mariah and J-Lo.
Now, oh, yes.
Right. Now, people are coming out and saying, Mariah, you are very heavily photoshopped. How dare you? And I'm saying to all those people, how dare you?
Yeah.
Because, of course, she's photoshopped. She's Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised she has any pores.
How do you be photoshopped live, though?
Well, she's able to make that happen because she's Mariah Carey.
Oh, really?
Oh, 100%. Everything's just sucked in with a body stocking and there's just some poor backing dancer pulling from behind.
Yes.
It's so great.
With a bulldog clip.
Yeah. So each artist, Jennifer Lopez looks amazing. To be honest, Mariah comes across as kind of asleep for most of the interview and she isn't wearing shoes and she says having a Cinderella moment, but I feel like Mariah's feet they're
swollen.
Won't fit into a pair of Manolos. But they talk to J-Lo and they're like, J-Lo, why do people come to Vegas? And J-Lo says, oh, you know, it's sexy and they come here to have some time alone and, you know, do all the things you do in Vegas. You gamble and you go out. And they said to Mariah, what should people do when they come to Vegas? And she said, well, they should take him to the dentist that my kids go to.
What?
Because it's a kid's dentist and they have all these games there and I'm here waiting to go to the dentist.
She's lost it.
Oh, I feel like she's got a sweet nitrous oxide hook on. Yeah. And I feel like that's where Mariah goes to be happy.
This is where you need an intervention.
No.
More.
No intervention.
Lock up.
The national tour of Mariah giving up just hit peak.
Yes.
So
what should you do in Vegas? Go to
the
dentist.
Go to my kid's dentist. And that is written in forever in the ages, chronicled in Paper
that's
magazine.
Amazing. I'd imagine that dentist just got a boost in enrollments.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
I've just been on Mariah Carey's Instagram.
How good is it? Is it all right?
Thanks to Matt Lang for the link.
Yes,
too.
Matt Lang sent it saying, MC this immediately. Now, obviously we all know I have a penchant for shoes. Mm. I have so many shoes, but nothing compared to the diva, to the queen of Mimi. Mimi has done a video just in her shoe cupboard. And have we got the...
Well, the audio's being uploaded.
We're trying to get it.
It's in yet.
It's all right. We'll have a look. But basically she just walks around pointing at things saying, this was a gift from me to me. This was a gift from me to me. And then she just laughs at all the peasants who don't have... She would legit have $1 million worth of shoes in there.
Woo.
Well, they're all Christian Louboutins, which are all safe. And they're the good ones. So $1,600 a pop. Whoa.
What is
and
going
have,
on?
She'd have, I don't know what, 500.
Mariah, get yourself a pair of Blundstones. No, you won't need another pair of shoes.
Oh, my God, hush your mouth.
Do you imagine her in Blundstones? It'd be awesome.
Seeing her feet lately, I think that's all she could ram her hoofs into. They're
very get a pair swollen. Of blunnies, mate.
I don't think she can fit into any of those shoes anymore. Her feet are so swollen
you
up.
An elastic-sided work boot.
Have you noticed that she walks like her feet hurt?
Yeah, because she doesn't have her feet in Blundstones.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. We do need to gather in. It's an emergency Mimi chat because... You know how we talked about a few weeks ago that song Despacito, this one?
Yes.
Despacito.
Burrito, burrito, burrito.
I should have put that as my Best Worst song because now I love that song.
Oh, do you?
I've put it in my stand-up show for next year.
Have you?
But what? I'm singing Breakfast Radio. So, yeah. But that song... Oh, God, I'm sad to say, has officially tied with Mariah Carey's hit One Sweet Day. The Boyz II Men Oh my God, as the song that has spent the most weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
Amazing.
16 weeks at number one.
Wow. Which means it's set to beat. Right, you'd imagine.
Come on,
there's
you
There's no slowing it down.
I'm hoping. There's nothing else. There's nothing else that can knock it off, technically. So we're looking at Mimi is going to be knocked out. It's all she's got left, man.
So who gets the credit for that?
She's a woman on the edge. Bieber.
Does he?
And the guy he did it with.
But who? All right.
Bieber, because he's the most well-known.
Because he's the most well-known.
Like, Boyz II Men barely get a mention. They always say that's Mariah's song. It's actually equal billing. It's both.
Yeah.
But... there are hopes that Taylor Swift could knock off Despacito.
With what?
But it has to spend 16 weeks at number one.
With the new song.
Yeah, so we've got to wait 16 weeks or 4 months. I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat.
I will not look away.
I've got a Google alert on this. Let's just stay on
air. Look
at
these things?
Let's not stop.
Let's go continuously.
Yeah. Let's go continuously. That video won't be going to air. So glad right now that we are not a visual medium for what you just did.
That's all right. We'll cut away to you.
Yeah, terrific. That's great.
We have the Mimi grab in her closet.
Yeah, we'll go off on that one. We'll end on that one. But look, can I tell you, Despacito has got and found its way on Sesame Street.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Ernie parodied the song with his rubber ducky.
What did he sing?
And then there's another one. I guess it's Rubber Ducky. And the recent one has been
Ernie.
Dick yes. Piquito. There's been a lot.
Yeah.
Also one that I wear Speedos when I'm on the beach. And then I'm wearing Speedos. There's lots. There's so many parodies you could do. Here we have Mariah Carey in her cupboard of shoes. Imagine Mimi. She's holding a glass of Champers.
Yeah.
She's just wandering around.
Yep.
And this is what's going on.
I'm not as casual as most people, but I guess I could be. I'm a shoe fanatic. I don't know. I can't even believe these are my shoes. Whatever. This pink one is a gift from Floyd Mayweather. And he told me every time somebody asks to make sure they know it's a gift from Floyd. So, it's from the champ. And this is from me to me.
I love you, Mimi. I love you so much. Never change, mate. Never, ever change. Well, we need to do this.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
For the avid listener, you will know that this happened yesterday.
So did
Doggies. There is no such thing as too much Mimi chat.
Thank you.
But also, this is a Mimi chat the same as yesterday.
To be continued.
It's a to be continued.
It's part two.
Because there's more to unpack.
So much more.
From her giant caboose.
Oh, my God. So Mariah is doing a bunch of publicity at the moment. I still can't figure out why. I know she's on tour with Lionel Richie.
She's on a whistling tour.
They're selling tickets. And she has revealed a few things about herself. Now, I was just reading.
Yeah.
Mariah is trying to bury the hatchet with Eminem. Now, they've been in a fight for 16 years.
I did not know.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, if I recall, I think that he wrote about her in a song and said that they'd slept together, and Mariah said no, they hadn't. And there was big beef between the two of them.
So did they or didn't they?
I reckon.
You know what? It's none of my business.
They probably did, but who cares? They haven't spoken in 16 years.
Okay.
So Mariah has decided she wants to bury the hatchet.
Yes.
But in a very Mariah way. Mariah had her people reach out to Eminem's people and suggest that he place a phone call to her, and if he did, she would forgive him.
Oh, my God. That is not an apology or a burying of the hatchet.
Yes, it is.
So she's saying, I'm willing to bury the hatchet.
I am willing.
If you admit that
you were wrong.
If you apologize
to me, I am here in a place of forgiveness in 2017. Right. I'm in a forgiving mindset. I suggest that you call me and I will forgive you.
I don't imagine that he's making that phone call.
I love it. Now, she's also, as we talked about yesterday in part one of Mimi Chat for this week, she took Us Weekly on a tour of her cupboard. Her closet. To call it a cupboard is of her glamour.
On her other house.
Oh, my God.
At the back of her bedroom.
She has thousands of pairs of Louboutin shoes that I don't imagine fit her at the moment because she's...
She's got some swelled
she has
trotters.
Some swelled trotters. She does. And she's not ramming those into any Christian Louboutins.
No.
It's actually, there's a part of the video where she pulls out her favourite shoes and they're Adidas slides.
Yeah.
Rubber Adidas slides.
Well, as I said yesterday, Mimi needs to get a pair of Blundstones.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
So Mimi revealed a lot of things. She does the entire interview holding a champagne glass that has the initials MC engraved
great.
On it.
Great.
And look, here's some of my favourite parts.
I'm not as casual as most people, but I guess I could be. I'm a shoe fanatic. I don't know. I can't even believe these are my shoes. Whatever. This pink one is a gift from Floyd Mayweather.
No, this is yesterday's grab. You're actually giving me part one
sure
again.
No,
we're actually just doing the same thing as yourself.
It's
from the
try this one.
I'm not as casual as most people.
That's all right.
But,
this is different. Believe me, it's different.
I guess I could be.
I do like this.
No. Oh, no, hang on. This is the same one again.
I'll do it.
Try this one.
No.
Yeah.
It's done.
Try it's
it.
My fault.
Do
I
it.
Kept picking the same one. Try this. It starts the same way. That's why I'm confused.
Here we go.
I'm not
go.
As casual as most people, but I guess I could be.
You're crazy,
I have
Mimi.
Marilyn's white piano upstairs in my living room. And it's from when she was a child. And it's like my prized possession. I guess I dress up a lot, but if I have my way, I'll just wear lingerie and like walk around the house. La Perla, obviously. Agent Provocateur, darling. Darling!
I love her.
It was worth it.
No, I'm cross. It's ruined.
I'm sorry.
I just love, she's just a relatable working mum.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love about Mimi. I see Mimi and I go, me too, mate.
With Marilyn.
Marilyn Monroe's low-key piano upstairs.
Yeah, just got Marilyn's
and
piano
just
upstairs.
Getting around an Agent Provocateur lingerie that costs about $5,000 a piece.
Oh, does it?
Just a bit. And just having a bit of crystal in her monogrammed glasses in her shoe cupboard with over 1,000 pairs of Christian Louboutins. For me, relatable.
Relatable.
I love you, Mariah.
Good on you, Mariah.
I'm not doing Mimi Chat ever again.
Oh, sorry.
That's not true.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
You know what? It was so good recording that with Mariah.
And this.
Madge Watch. We're going to chat you, Donna. In this radio spot. Madge Watch.
She has not been able to go on without me since that.
Pretty much.
Yep.
So, in fantastic news, you know how we were all, oh God, not sleeping, because Despacito was threatening Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's number one all-time spot.
I was beside myself.
Oh, I didn't sleep for 2 weeks.
Oh.
I was waiting to see, because obviously that song that she did with Boyz II Men, it's this one.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Nah, it's
I just
not
thought
it.
You would have instinctively known because I was building to it.
I don't even remember which song it is.
And I know you're shining down on me from heaven. It's like Mariah was in the studio.
Yes.
And so.
Well, I did just walk in and walked out again. She's crazy.
Yes.
She just walked in.
And
sang a song. Out she goes.
So, good news. Taylor Swift has saved Mariah's record.
Oh.
Bieber came close. He got within
equal.
1 week. Yeah, that's it.
They
did not beat
it.
Not equal
first.
And because Taylor Swift's, and it's been called a neo electro clash taunt. Look what you made me do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Smashed it. Went
to
number one.
She's blaming somebody else for her behaviour.
100%. Yep. Really irresponsible behaviour.
Yep.
First thing you got to do is admit there's a problem.
Yes.
And then you can go on.
Look inside.
Yes. Inwards.
Yeah.
So thank God Mariah's record is still safe.
Yes.
And now we move, obviously, to I have to do one more Mariah story, which really made me laugh. I have to tell you, Mariah wants everyone to know that she actually suffers from low self-esteem. She was.
Has she let herself know?
She told. This is my favourite sentence ever. At Madison Square Garden on Saturday, Carey exclusively told Page Six in an all-white room filled with Jo Malone candles that retail at $129 each.
Jesus.
I just feel like I'm a regular human being and I deserve the same respect as everyone else.
There's nothing regular.
I've always had low self-esteem and people do not recognise that. Oh, Mimi.
Look.
She's sitting in a room with $10,000 worth of candles. Everything's white. The walls, the furniture, her outfit, her backing dancers, the reporters were made to dress in white.
Well, clearly, she's got low self-esteem.
She's everything.
Yeah.
She is everything.
She is everything.
Moving on to Madonna. Oh, this is my favourite story of the day. You're all going to hear about this. Madonna has done what all good celebrities do. When a company upsets her, she's gone to Twitter and unleashed.
Yes.
That's all Twitter is. It's an outlet for celebrities to whinge about products.
I'm pretty close to doing that, by the way.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it about my hot water system.
Oh, God, don't do it. Please.
Bosch, I'm coming for you.
Oh, God. Madonna is currently feuding with FedEx because they refused to release a package as they didn't believe Madonna was Madonna.
Oh.
So she's gone to Twitter and said, FedEx have been holding my package for a week, and she just wrote, bitch, I'm Madonna.
Which is great.
They wouldn't believe her. She's trying to prove her identity. She's got 100 points of ID. And they're like, you're not Madonna.
It's an easy way for her to do it is just put your pointy tits on and walk in there.
It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi 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 Chat Yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
So she's just next door.
Yes. Yeah. This, I think every woman's going to get this, and even maybe you'll get it as well.
Okay, I am a busy working mum.
You are. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
In her house, she has that huge mansione.
Yes.
She's had all the mirrors removed.
Okay.
And had them replaced with skinny mirrors that make her look 10 kilograms lighter.
Oh, God. Is that real news or fake news?
What? This is amazing. She loves them and spends hours looking at her reflection. Mariah has been in a much better mood since the mirrors were installed.
Does she know they've been installed?
Of course she knows. Can I just say, yes, I get this.
Hey.
I want a... Yes!
It's setting you up for actual real-life day-by-day failure.
You shut your mouth down.
You walk around your house going, I look amazing.
Yes.
Then you just see yourself in any other reflection. You're like, that's right.
Because you would never do that. You're like a vampire. Nah, you don't look anywhere else but your home mirrors. And this is what I want to say. Shops need to take a cue from Mimi. I want every shop in the land to put skinny mirrors in because I want to be in denial about how I look for 10 minutes.
I do not endorse this.
Oh, my God. You look, Harley, I'm still working on a way to insert skinny mirrors into everyone's eyes. Like, that's my next thing. But I just think changing rooms get it wrong. I want a skinny mirror. I want some candle. Don't give me a downlight. I want soft lighting. I want Vaseline smoothed on the mirror.
On the actual mirror.
So yeah.
Vas lensed your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what you can do is just Vas everyone's eyes over.
Pretty much. And you know what else I want to do? You know how they put the posters up of models wearing the clothes I'm trying on?
Yes.
I want to see someone who looks like you in the bathers I'm trying on.
Oh, yes.
That'll know what
help.
I mean?
That'll help the sale.
I look at that and I'm like, I look so much better than that guy there. Yeah. Look at all his pubes hanging out.
Just me with one nut popped. And then you're like, well, I can't look as bad as that.
Exactly. And these skinny mirrors are amazing. And I endorse this. Good on you, Mimi, go. Because every mirror everywhere should be a skinny mirror. Windows. When anything that reflects should take 10 kilos off every woman that looks in it.
Madge Watch, we're going to chat Madonna in this radio spot. Madge Watch.
Good intro.
I wrote that.
As we all know, you did. In 1978, Madonna Louise Ciccone flew to Melbourne.
Yes.
Where she met my dad, Vincey.
Yep.
And
They did Roots. Yeah.
She got pregnant.
She stayed here.
She gave birth to me secretly.
Yeah.
She wrapped me in a studded leather jacket and left me on Dad's doorstep.
Yes.
Where my fake mum, Jenny, kindly raised me. When Madonna Louise Ciccone went off and had my career.
Yeah.
And I obviously wrote many letters to Madonna Louise Ciccone in my blood.
Yeah.
And I grew up loving her. And I grew up worshipping her VHS tour videos.
Grew up anemic, I imagine, too.
No, it wasn't my blood. And so, I used to watch all her VHSs. I loved them. It was, the tape would be always pause and I'd teach myself the dance moves.
Yep.
And my best friend Michael Lucas and I, we used to do the same thing. We'd watch them together. He was straight then. And so, when she announced her tour, Rebel Heart tour a year ago, Michael and I, it was the first time we'd been able to go together. I dressed in full lace front wig regalia. Madonna was like, I was Madonna.
Yes.
And Michael and his boyfriend Adrian came as my backing dancers. But when she was here, she also, I don't know if you remember, put on a stand-up show.
I do remember.
Called Tears of a Clown.
Yes.
And I lined up for 5 hours in the rain to get into that thing.
I don't know why it took that long.
It was like she kept us, because she just kept wanting to run her gags. And so we lined up at 7 in an alleyway. It was raining. Yeah. And then people just started dropping off. And I'm like, weak. And people started going. And the more people went home, the closer I got to the front. In the end, only like 200 of us went in there.
Right.
So it was truly intimate. And the Rebel Heart DVD has just been released.
Oh, yes.
And they have footage of her stand-up show, Tears of a Clown.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And in the crowd, you can clearly see my face.
That's very exciting.
I, Emilia Rachel Rossiano, have made it onto a Madonna tour DVD.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Holly Breen.
It's actually incredible.
It's actually incredible.
Is a rubbish stand-up gig, though.
That doesn't matter. All that matters is, like,
I love the tenacity of that woman. The very first and only ever stand-up show she's ever done, she releases a DVD.
No, it's part of the overall tour package. Okay, she did massive shows around the country, and this is like in the extras.
Okay.
They show a little bit. And because the crowd was so small, because my face is so big and happy that I'm so close to my biological mother, they put me in. They had the,
brilliant.
Because no one else was really laughing. And I was just so happy to be there that they wanted to show happiness in the crowd. So they found my little face staring at my mother, and I am in the Rebel Heart DVD. I am on there, as is Michael Lucas, and we're going to get together.
Are you going to use that as a showreel?
Yes. I mean, stuff the 4 million pink view, just have 4 million interviews, have 4 million views. I'm going with this one.
Yes.
This is my career highlight. We didn't know what to do, because, like contractually, we have to do a phone-ar now.
Yeah.
And, like, 131060, I don't really know what I'm asking.
131060, have you achieved a goal that you didn't know you had?
Have you achieved a niche life goal?
Yeah.
Have you made a cameo in something and you found out later, like, you were in the footage of something and you found... I don't know. We couldn't really settle on a phone-ar.
Or 131060, what do you think the photo should be?
No, but you know the thing that's...
13 to 16, what is the boner? And then you've got to come with something. Like, you define what the boner is and then back it up with a story.
Basically, I just really wanted to tell everyone in Australia that I'm on the Madonna DVD. Yeah. And then I didn't really think through the phoner, which is actually technically my job.
Call up now.
Just call us, 13 to 60. Maybe you just want to make a comment.
Yeah.
Just call. I've got some things.
There's things.
Cool. Oh man, we're getting in trouble.
The Emerson Radio Show.